Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. The National FFA Convention is filled with opportunities for members to explore careers in agriculture. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kira Hart is in Indianapolis and has this report.
Rows of agribusinesses, vocational programs, and colleges line the National FFA Expo. Nutrien Ag Solutions Vice President of Marketing and Innovation, Brent Smith, says these FFA members will be meeting the needs of a growing world population.
I get so encouraged and energized when I'm around these kids. They're so energetic and creative and visionary and very mindful of sustainability and what it means to farm for generations, whether they're going to be farmers or they're going to be in ag business or any of the, I think there's 255 different career paths in agriculture.
There's also a growing need for ag instructors. Last year, the FFA lost 61 programs. South Dakota FFA member Clayton Sorum is studying agricultural education at South Dakota State University in Brookings. He wants to help bridge that gap. He says vocational ag teachers aren't just building farmers.
Being able to have students that learn, you know, how to be smarter consumers and agriculturalists for the field, I think that is, you know, one thing that is so prevalent right now.
The science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM experience, is also garnering attention at convention this year with the Microsoft Blue Room. On Thursday afternoon, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine addressed the administration's connection to agriculture. He says economics will continue to drive the industry's tech change.
We can use space to increase crop yields, reduce water usage, and preserve nitrates in the soil. All of this is science related. And I think there's a lot of correlation between what FFA does and what other STEM fields do.
Today is another busy day at the National FFA Convention. There will be four sessions, and USDA Undersecretary Ted McKinney will be addressing FFA members in the third general session. That starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The National FFA Convention coverage is brought to you by CHS. CHS creates connections to empower agriculture. Also by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, AMPI, the North Dakota Corn Council, Minnesota Farm Bureau, and Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Coverage is also presented by Nutrien Ag Solutions, Proceed, Corteva Agriscience, and Bayer. Reporting agriculture's business from Indianapolis, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.